Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker, Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things Press Box, here to talk to you, even though it's snowy and cold and all those things. Lots of great racing to talk about, from literally from sea to shining sea. And let's go ahead, Mr. McLean, and talk about just an incredible older horse coming off a win at the Maker's Mark Mile at Keeneland, getting set to go at Tropical in the Grade 1 Tropical Park later today.
Yeah, Buzzy, and this is kind of a fan favorite, heart to heart. There's no kind of missing because he runs on the lead, loves to be in the front, and carries him as far as he can go. And that's been he's carried his connections a long way as well. He's now an 8-year-old son of English Channel. Like I said, he has really become kind of a crowd favorite. Tropical Park Turf is a mile stakes, and I think that distance fits him to a T. And you know, he's just one of those horses that you come to respect because of his tenacity and his determination, and his you know, he just doesn't miss a beat. He just keeps on rocking and rolling, and he does it all over the world. He since his winning debut at Woodbine way back in 2013, this horse has won at 7 different tracks, and 5 of those were graded stakes.
Right, and he's won at all those different tracks, but he really likes the strip there at Gulfstream.
Yeah, and this is home. You know, this is kind of where he, you know, got his start and made kind of his first names. Julian Leperu will get the mount, and, you know, he's a great grass rider, I think Julian is, and particularly one that likes to be on or close to the lead. And so they fit each other, I think, ideally. And they look to be very formidable, even though he is now in the prime of his life at 8. I would not dismiss Heart to Heart being on that lead again and being very tough to catch in the late going.
Okay, so how do you play it, my friend?
Well, there's a horse in here that I think that's interesting by the name of Mr. Freeze. He's a graded stakes winner on dirt. He's been entered to make his debut on the turf at a mile in the tropical turf. This is a Dale Romans trained son of To Honor and Serve. Dale Romans picked up his 2000th career win. So, you know, this is a horse that has shown a lot of ability in the past. He ran second in the Iowa Derby at Prairie Meadows, and then he won the West Virginia Derby. Robbie Alvarado is going to be in the irons. So I'm going to go with Mr. Freeze in an upset, but I'm going to use Heart to Heart with him. And also White Flag, a graded stakes place, multiple stakes winner, trained by Christophe Clement. But I'm going to use Mr. Freeze as my key horse, Mr. Freeze, with Heart to Heart and White Flag.
Okay, so, Gener, let's go ahead and go cross-country. Let's head out to Santa Anita Park, where Belvoir Bay, Painting Corners, they're going for trainer Peter Miller in the Grade 3 La Cienega Stakes for older campaigners, 6.5 furlongs on Santa Anita's hillside turf course.
Yeah, there's 6.5 furlongs down the hill there at Santa Anita. Peter Miller, you know, has just been wonderful at these sprint distances in the past, and he's loaded for bear for this one, Buzzy. He's got Belvoir Bay for Team Valor and Gary Barber. This is a 4-time graded stakes winner over this same hillside turf. And having had a filly to run over that and win a stakes at Santa Anita, those that run over and like it really do well. They relish that course. It's a little bit tricky. It's a little bit quirky. But, you know, it's a the ones that like it really like it. And obviously Belvoir Bay does. Painting Corners, the other horse that Peter Miller was saddled, was second, beaten a length in 3/4 after opening up through the first half, really set unreal fractions in the Senator Ken Mady Stakes down the hill on November the 3rd. He even shaved 21 flat. I think he went 20.4 going down the hill, and that's just ridiculous, kind of fast. But, you know, if he can throttle back a little bit and, you know, and be a little bit more restrained on the front end with Joel Rosario, who has just been on a rampage since moving his tack out there. Painting Corners is a horse you can't dismiss. My horse, though, will be Selcourt, trained by John Sadler. This is really just a filly that I've kept an eye on for quite some time. Just love the way this five-year-old Tis Wonderful Mare rates. And, you know, and I just think, you know, I was a 9 1/4 length maiden winner going 6 furlongs at age 3 about a year ago. Physical issues limited her performances in the afternoon last year, but she's a 3-time stakes winner. When she's right, she's really right. I think John Sadler wouldn't have her in here if he didn't think that she was fully up to the task. So I'm going to go with Selcourt on top with Belvoir Bay and Painting Corners underneath.
All right, brother, and that's today's version of the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
And with you as well, my good friend. Look forward to seeing you soon.